You may remember a few weeks ago, the Banham Marsden March was unfortunately, well, we say cancelled. In fact, it was postponed. They managed to come up with another date after the winds interrupted. I think that was the reason it was postponed. So they're marching today. So we're going to talk to some of the marchers and find out what's going on. First off is Dr. Alison Tree. Hello.
Hello there. Thanks for having us on.
No, pleasure. It's amazing you've got this back together. What a big effort.
I know. Phenomenal effort by the Royal Marsden Cancer Charity team. So well done to them. They've got over 4,000 people marching today, which is incredible.
Tell us how it works, because I haven't really told my listener the idea behind it. Can you tell us?
Yeah, sure. So the Royal Marsden Cancer Charity supports men, women and children who are diagnosed with cancer and treated at the Royal Marsden. And the charity's actually raised over £12 million since this event was started about 9 years ago. And the charity really exists to provide the best possible treatment for all of our patients and to help us provide the best care.
And you're doing two walks. Some people chicken out and do the 5 mile walk, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Some people like you do the 15.
That's right. I'm here with my son, Joseph Tree. He's 12 and he's a complete hero doing the whole 15
Absolutely.
Miles.
Absolutely. Good on him, Joseph. So what time do you think you'll get to the destination? Where is the destination?
The destination is the Royal Marsden in Sutton. We started at the Royal Marsden in Chelsea. That's 15 miles between the two. We're 5 miles in. So 10 to go, so about a third of the way. Probably about another 3.5 hours to go, I reckon.
All right, good luck, Alison. Thanks for coming on the radio. Do you remember the song you wanted?
These boots are made for walking, I believe.
Yes, well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Radio Jackie, 18 minutes past 11. We're doing the Marsden March today. It's quite difficult to get hold of the march. It's obviously got your phone on. You can't hear it when you're marching away. But we managed to get in touch with Beth. Is that right, Beth? Are you there?
It is. I am. I'm here, standing at a very noisy checkpoint.
All right. So tell us, what are you doing? What's going on?
I'm hanging around at the moment at the checkpoint waiting to meet with some friends. But should be heading off shortly for the last 5 miles.
Are you on the 15 then, or the 5?
I was meant to be on the 15, but I've switched to the 5 because I'm currently on treatment.
Right.
And my feet are playing up with the treatment.
Right, okay. Do you want to talk about what you've been treated for and everything?
Yeah, I'm being treated for stage 4 bowel cancer.
Right.
So I was diagnosed at the age of 37, stage 3, and then a year later it progressed to stage 4. I was initially told I was inoperable when they found it in my lungs. But miraculously, I've had a couple of operations, and currently I'm clear, but still on treatment. So, see what happens.
Yeah, Beth, yes. I had bowel cancer 14 years ago. So, it can be done. Yeah, can be done.
Yeah.
Fair play to you for walking as well. Amazing stuff. How much money have you raised?
Not a huge amount, not enough really, just under £200. But I'm still asking for donations.
Good for you. All right, we're going to play your song now, Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves.
Lovely, thank you.
Good morning, it's the Jackie Jukebox for this Sunday. It's Alistair right here. We're doing a special jukebox today because the Banham Marsden March is taking place. It was postponed a few weeks ago, but they're marching today. And we're talking to some of the marchers, some of the patients, some of the doctors, everybody really, including Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Where are you at the moment?
We've just come off Wimbledon Common on our way down to Rains Park.
Okay. And you meeting up with some other people?
We are. We're walking with my husband at the moment, and I'm meeting my team, Ricky, and then with my dad, meet my mum, my daughters, and my two best friends and their children.
All right. So did you say you're meeting them on the way, on the march? They're going to join you halfway. Is that what's
absolutely
happening?
The last 5 miles, they're joining us.
I see. Yeah. I've got it. Oh, brilliant. So once it's all done, apart from putting your feet up, what are you going to do?
We're going to the pub for lunch afterwards.
I'm so pleased you said that.
A well-deserved gin and tonic is definitely going to be in order.
Absolutely. And you walk in memory of your dad, yeah?
I am, yes. Unfortunately, he was treated last year, but yeah, we're walking in memory of my dad.
Oh, that's lovely. Okay, we're going to play a song and he would appreciate something from Eric Clapton, yeah?
He would indeed, yes. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Enjoy the pub when you get there.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Radio Jackie, so playing that one for Lisa Gardner and all her family and friends walking on the Marsden March this morning and into the afternoon. We've got time for just one more. I think it's Naomi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. So why are you doing the march?
I'm just walking with my colleagues here at Team Benham.
Great to have you on the radio. Are you on the 5 or the 15-miler?
We are on the 5-miler.
All right. And who have you got with you? Give us some name checks.
I have Mr. Charles Hallis, the chairman of Benham Security. And I have Kevin and Jason from the surveyors team.
A big bunch of people. What can we play?
Could you play Ain't No Mountain High Enough, please?
Brilliant. It's on the radio. Enjoy the rest of your day and best of luck with the march. Lovely song as well.